Hi everyone, today we begin a new section of Mishnah Torah called Hilchos Shvisas Asor, which sounds enigmatic, the rest of the tenth, but we will see the Rambam includes within this all the halachos of Yom Kippur, because they fall under one general rubric of refraining on this day. Not just to refrain from melacha, as we saw with regards to Shabbat, to refrain from doing certain forbidden actions, which are defined as productive work. But in addition to that, one also refrains on Yom Kippur from eating, from drinking, and other pleasurable physical activities, as we will see. In this first parak, the Rambam will give us those very mitzvos of making this a day of rest in its fullest sense. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvot aseh lishbos malacha ve'asor lachodesh shvi. There's a positive command for a person to refrain from doing work on the 10th day of the 7th month, which is the 10th day of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Shabbos, Shabboson hu lachem. It should be a day of complete rest for you. V'chol ha'oseh bo melacha, and anybody who therefore does any work on this day, bitul mitzvot aseh. He has violated this positive command, he's nullified it. V'avar alos aseh, and he's also violated a negative command. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, v'asor, v'gomer, as the Pasuk says, and on this 10th day, kol melacha lo zasu, you shall not do any work. Now, what is one liable for if he does do work on this day? Im asaber tzono bezadon, if he did so willfully with knowledge that this was forbidden, chayef kares. So then he's liable for excision. Rachmana litzlan. Vim asabishkaga, and if he did so inadvertently, not realizing that this was forbidden, chayef karban chatas kavua. So then he's obligated to bring a karban chatas, which has a set price to it, meaning to say it doesn't vary with regards to his level of wealth, that he can bring a bird offering or a meal offering. No, instead he either brings a kisva or a seira, a female goat or a female sheep. Halacha beis. The Rambam is now going to list a number of similarities between the obligations one can be liable for on Shabbat and Yom Kippur. Any type of forbidden work on Shabbos, which if you violate it, you will be liable for death by stoning, so too you will be liable for excision, kares, if you do the same act on Yom Kippur. And the same thing is true with regards to being obligated to karban chatas. If you do a certain act which is forbidden on Shabbos and you do so inadvertently, just as there you are liable to bring a karban chatas, so too if you do that same act on Yom Kippur inadvertently, so you will also be liable to bring a karban chatas. And furthermore, anything which is prohibited to be done on Shabbos, even though it might not be melacha per se, for example, if the rabbis had prohibited it, so too it is forbidden to do on Yom Kippur. Vim asa, and if you do it, you violate it doing this action on Yom Kippur as well. Machnaso malchus maris kederek shemachnaso al Shabbos. Just as on Shabbos, then he would receive lashes of rebellion because he has rebelled against the words of the rabbis for what he's done. So too, if he does this on Yom Kippur. Anything which is muksa, it's forbidden to move on Shabbos, is also forbidden to move on Yom Kippur. And so too, anything which is forbidden to say or to do from the onset on Shabbos is also forbidden on Yom Kippur. The overall rule is as follows. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur with regards to all of these different matters. The only discrepancy is with regards to what punishment you receive if you had willingly, knowingly violated Shabbos or Yom Kippur. If you did so by a particular melacha on Shabbos, you receive skila. If you do so by doing the same melacha on Yom Kippur, you receive kares instead. Halacha Gimel. Umutr lekani v'seyerek b'yom ha-kippurim min ha-mincha olamala. After 9.5 hours, halachic hours, into the day, if we were going from a 6 to 6 day, then that would be 3:30 p.m. It is permitted on Yom Kippur after that late stage in the day to properly trim a vegetable. Umalakinov sheyasir esa alim hameufashos vikatis hashar vitakin esol achila. What does this mean to trim it? It means that you remove the gross, wilting leaves and you cut off the rest, and thereby you prepare this vegetable to be eaten. You can also crack open nuts and pomegranates. Again, from this point, 9.5 hours into the day. Because we don't want you to have to work too hard after the fast to start preparing your food only then. So we allow you to start preparing it in this fashion. However, if Yom Kippur fell out to be on Shabbos, Tzias, Egozim, Uprichas, Rimonim, Kol Yom. So then, on such a Yom Kippur, when it falls out on Shabbos, it's forbidden to do these things because we want this Shabbos not to look different than any other Shabbos of the year where we would normally forbid these. So therefore, even though we don't want you to have that feeling of distress after the fast is over and that now you have to start preparing the food in this fashion, nonetheless, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we don't allow you to do these actions. However, the Rambam tells us, Ukfar nagu ha'am b'shinar b'marv, shelo yasu achas mikol elu b'yomatzom, el harehu k'shabbos l'chol d'varv. That the minhag is developed, at least in Babel, in Babylon, and out west in North Africa, that it is become accepted amongst all the people not to do these things, even on a Yom Kippur, which doesn't fall out on Shabbos, because we don't want to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Kippur at all. We keep them exactly the same. Halacha dalet. Mitzvah say acheres yesh b'yom kippurim. There is another positive command on the day of Yom Kippur. V'hi lishbos bo me'achila v'shtia. And that is, note the language, to rest on it from eating and drinking. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, ta'anu es nafsho seichem. You shall afflict yourself. Mipi yashmu alamdu. And we learn through our Masorah that this means, ezehu inoy shehu l'nefesh. What affliction is there to the soul? Zehatzom. This refers to fasting. V'chol atzom bo kiyam mitzvah say. Anybody who therefore fasts on this day has fulfilled a positive command. V'chol ocha v'shoseh bo, anybody who, rachmanu litzlan, eats or drinks on this day, bito mitzvah say. He has nullified this positive command, v'avar alo say. And furthermore, he's also violated a negative command. Shnei Mar, as Pasuk says, ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo su neb etzem ha-yom hazeh v'nech mersa. And anybody who doesn't fast will end up receiving excision. He'll be cut off. Me'achar sh'ana shakas of karis. Once we see the pasuk administers this harsh punishment of kares, lamish alonis anu, somebody who does not fast, lamanu shem isharan anu bo alachilo shtia. So we learn from this that it must be that he's exhorted not to eat or drink on this day in a negative command. And if somebody does eat or drink on Yom Kippur inadvertently, without realizing that it was wrong, so then he is liable to bring a karban chatas, again, a set karban chatas, as opposed to one which will fluctuate in accordance with his level of wealth. Halacha hei. We also learned various other actions which are forbidden on Yom Kippur through our Masorah, and that includes bathing or anointing oneself with oils, or to put on shoes, or to have marital relations. And there is a positive command, again, note the language, to refrain, to cease, to rest from doing all these different pleasurable physical activities. Just as there is a positive command to refrain from eating and drinking, Shnei Mar, Pasuk says, Shabbos, Shabbason, Shabbos le, inyan achila, v'shabbason le, inyanam eluv. That it is a day of complete rest, it's a day of rest with regards to eating, and a day of rest with regards to these other actions. V'ein chayv in kares o karban, el al achila shtia. However, you will only be liable excision, or to have to bring the carbon if you did so inadvertently with regards to eating and drinking. Aval im rochat, osach, onal, obal, machin oso machis martis. However, if you did any of these other four things, you bathe, anoint, put on shoes, or have intercourse. So with regards to all of these, you receive lashes that are of a rabbinic nature, ones that are for rebelliousness. Halacha vav. Kishem sheshvus melachabo bein bayom bein balayla, kach shvus leinoy bein bayom bein balayla. Just as you have to withhold, you have to refrain from doing melacha, whether during the day or the night of Yom Kippur, so too, with regards to these various other prohibitions, one must refrain from doing them during the day or the night. Now there's an additional element of Yom Kippur, which is that you must add on from the mundane to the holy, both with regards to when the holiday is coming in, you have to add on time, and when the holiday leaves, you have to add on time. Shnei Maris, Pasuk says, you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth of the month, in the evening. Kolomar, what does that mean? Haschel latzom l'sanos me'erev tisha hasamach lasiri. You should already begin to fast, to refrain from eating, as the ninth day begins to merge into the tenth. V'chein b'yitzia shoa b'inu yo me'at milel achar asar samach lasiri. Shne'amar me'erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem. That as the holiday leaves, as the 10th day merges into the 11th, one should also add on a bit and refrain from these activities. As the Pasuk says, from evening until evening, you shall rest your day of rest. Halacha Zayin, the final halacha in the parak. Nashim she'oklos v'shosos ad she'chashicha, v'heim eina yodin she'mitzvah l'hosef mechal al-kodesh. If there are women who are eating and drinking all the way up until the point where it actually gets dark, so that the 10th day is beginning, and they don't recognize that there's a command, a positive command, to add on from the mundane to the holy, and that they should have refrained from eating already at an earlier stage. We don't protest their actions because we don't want to have them go ahead and do so willfully now, at this stage, it's inadvertent. If we tell them, then they're still going to do it and do so willfully. Because it's impossible that somebody should always have some guard, some policeman standing in his home, making sure that all his wives are properly refraining from eating at the proper time. And it's better that they be left to be sinning inadvertently, rather than they now discover that they are not allowed to do this, and yet they'll continue to do so. And the same is true with regards to anything in this fashion. If one knows that by telling a person about the forbidden nature of a prohibition that they were unaware of, they will continue to do the prohibition and now be aware of it, it's best that the person not inform the individual and let them remain in their state of ignorance. When to actually apply this in real life is something which requires careful thought and discussion with one's posek, with one's rav, but nonetheless, we've completed the parak of Rambam, a fascinating new section, a fascinating parak. Have a wonderful day.